Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Lions NFL senior insider columnist. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Michael?
Doing good, Huge. Doing real well.
I will say that that was one of the more unexpected performances by the Lions that I've ever watched. Even though it wasn't a W and it was a loss, and like I said coming into you, Mike, I'm not a moral victory type of guy, but I didn't expect that effort, play calling early, creativity, and the way they outgained the Rams. It was a Rams home game, and if it wasn't for a couple of mistakes and maybe a, you know, a couple questionable calls, they might have left LA with a victory.
Well, they might have. I thought that they were really well prepared for that game, though. I really do. And I thought, who would have ever thought that they would, you know, score first? Okay, good. That's not such a big deal. But follow that up with an onside kick and two fake punts.
That's awesome.
And execute all three of them. Get the ball back on all three of them. I thought it was really a great job by Campbell and his staff what they did, because look clearly, the Rams are the superior team. It's not a question at every level, but they found a way to make it a game. And look, they had the lead in the first minute of the fourth quarter when Matthew Stafford threw another touchdown pass, and then bingo, it's over.
Michael Hare, DetroitLions.com columnist, insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line talking Rams and the Lions. Yeah, if you looking at the game, Mike, what do you think was the swing play where it's over, Lions don't have a chance? What would you say, the interception?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was the. I don't know if it was a swing.
The first one.
It was certainly
the first.
It was the clincher. Yeah, oh, yeah. The second one. Look, it's 23 seconds to go, and you're throwing the ball deep. Okay, I get it. You're either gonna get one of three things: an incompletion, interception, or the ball's somebody's gonna catch it. But no, that's not a bad decision or anything. That's just the way it is. But that one, the interception, what we just talked about, that was the clincher right there.
And Goff, if you take away that interception doesn't happen, whether they lose by three or they lose by one, whatever. Goff was having, I think, his best start to finish game as a Lion. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's right up there. He's only played, you know, six other games before that. But yeah, I would certainly agree with that. I think maybe the last 8 minutes of the opener against the 49ers, where they, you know, scored two touchdowns and two 2-point conversions. But from start to almost finish, I'd agree with you.
So where do they go from here? Again, Eagles, would you agree with me? Worst team they played coming in to Detroit?
That's right. Certainly shapes up that way. Now, you know, you don't know what's going to happen in injuries and all that by the time they get everybody checked out and ready to practice on Wednesday. But I would agree with that. And look, I think this, throw out the Cincinnati game, which you can't do, but just let's, for the sake of this conversation, they played pretty good ball in spots in the last, you know, four weeks anyway. And you start with the Ravens game and a couple of others. They played good, solid football. They really did. I believe they're out-personneled in every game they've played so far. I don't think, in my mind, there's any doubt about that. But they found a way to deal with it, and they dealt with it again yesterday. Here's, to me, a statistic, and I love statistics, okay? I like to make up my own. But here's one I didn't even realize until this morning when I was going through some things. The Rams had five true possessions in that game, five. That's what those you know, the onside kick and the two fake punts, that's what it did to them. Now, they had the ball two other times, and both of them were one-play kneel-downs, the end of the first half and at the end of the game. But five possessions, Huge, and they were able to win that game. Just goes to show you, when you can throw the ball over the secondary and not just, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, you can really eat up some yards in a hurry and score touchdowns, score points. And that's what Matthew Stafford gave the Rams yesterday.
You know, they have the stretch in the schedule that if you go back to the start of the season without knowing that they were 0-7, this was a stretch where you're saying, okay, Eagles at home Sunday, then a bye week to rest up, get as healthy as you can. At the Steelers, we don't know where that team's going to be in a couple of weeks. At the Browns, which will be tough with that defense, but again, Case Keenum, Baker Mayfield, what happens there at QB. Then the Bears at home for Thanksgiving. Then the Vikings at home after the Thanksgiving break. Then at the Broncos. So there's a stretch here that if the improvement is real, they should post a couple, three wins over the next five, six games.
And make the fan base here in Detroit angry because they're ruining their draft pick, which I don't buy into, by the way, but I just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah, I mean, the Broncos, we thought they were going to be pretty good, and they were 3-0, but hey, look who they played. Nobody, really. I think they were playing the JV teams, and they got the 3-0, and now they're 3-7 as fast as you can, you know, snap your fingers. But I agree with you. The schedule really is turning into their favor a little bit now. The other side of it, we always say this, yeah, but those teams are looking at the Lions and say, oh, yeah, this is when we're going to win. But, you know, do it on the field. And I think the Lions have been fairly entertaining. I really do. I like the effort they play with, except for the Cincinnati game, the second half anyway. But I like the way they lay it out there. And I like the passion of the head coach and his staff. I just think it's good. I really do.
Yeah, it was entertaining, but you're still 0-7, and I like what Goff had to say about that. You watch Raymond with over 100. Swift is the best catching running back in the NFL out of the backfield.
Well,
he is right now.
Yeah, we talked about the production that Goff got yesterday, but look, that was a 63-yard. That was a 1-yard throw and a 62-yard.
That's what I meant. Get the ball. You know, 10 targets to Hockenson. Dumping the ball off to Swift. Get your playmakers involved. Don't put it on Goff. Goff isn't Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with you on that 100%. Unless maybe Peyton Manning wants to come out of retirement today, then he's not Peyton Manning.
Now, you know, Yesterday, I really, you could see early, I said, they're going to be in this game. And people are like, oh, no, They'll be down 3 touchdowns at halftime. I said, no, you could, the play calling, taking chances, and, you know, you're still watching Campbell in game, and he owned that 4th-and-1 call that, you know, there's some lessons learned on in-game strategy, key moments that he's still going through. But, you know, I look at this team, and you see all the playoff teams they've played so far. You look at the wins where Minnesota, Baltimore, even the comeback against the Bears, and you start to do the math and say they should have, and again, shoulda, woulda, couldas, they should have a couple, at minimum 2 wins right now.
I would think so. I really do. I don't think that they got all the breaks in the world against the Ravens. A 66-yard field goal, are you kidding me?
Mm.
And I don't think they got all the breaks in the world against the Minnesota Vikings either. And look, there was a play yesterday, and I think it was on the Rams' first touchdown, second time. I forget which one it was, but it was a long pass down the left sideline, and they called it interference on the Lions. That wasn't interference. That was a phantom call. You know what it reminded me of? 2008 against the Minnesota Vikings, 4th-down throw and absolutely no contact. The Lions get a phantom interference call. 3 kneel downs later, the Vikings have won the game, and the Lions are on their way to 0-16. That's how 0-16 and now 0-17 happens. You get a bad call, especially late in the game, you know, at a decisive point in the game. It can just spin out of control with it. You get put in a position you can't win. And I thought that was a 3rd-down play, and I thought that was a bad call. I mean, absolutely bad call.
Yeah, I'm not doing the moral victory thing, but I was pleasantly shocked by everything I watched yesterday. They look like a competitive NFL team, and at the end of the day, I think that's the most you're going to get out of the Lions right now.
Right now, and we'll see, because look, they might have a couple of guys coming off the injured reserve list. We'll find out about that. But the thing, you know, huge about moral victories, and I'll give you an old story about Bobby Ross. When he first got here in 1997, he was his first game or second game. It was just a struggle, and they finally won at the end. And look, Bobby was as intense as they came, and he said, I'm tired of moral victories. I want some immoral victories.
Right.
So, this is Bobby, who goes to church every Sunday. Not every Sunday, but every day he attends Mass. So one of the great lines that I've heard since I've been covering the Lions.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we had a conversation with Barry Sanders maybe about building a bridge in a relationship, but I'm not going to.
Well, he tried. He wouldn't return his calls and all that.
Yeah,
so.
Bobby just pushed the wrong buttons there. I mean, that. Again, we can go down that road, but I want to focus on what I see right now. Now it needs to turn into wins instead of us talking about, well, they played well, they did this better, they did this. No, you're 0-7. Find a way, like I said, I just went through that stretch of games. Find a way to get 2 or 3 wins in your next 6, and I think the fans will start believing in a blueprint.
Yeah, I would think so. And the one thing, too, however they do it, it's going to be with Jared Goff as the quarterback, barring injury, because there's no hot young guy behind him on the bench. There really isn't. I love David Blau. I like everything about him, except he's not a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So, you know, for good, for bad, for indifferent, for break even, Jared Goff is your quarterback for the next 9 games.
For good, for bad, for break even, Michael O'Hara will be writing for DetroitLions.com the next 10 games. 17-game schedule with the addition of Denver. Bye week coming up after Philly. Let's hope they get a W for the fans, too, Mike. On the business side, a win Sunday at home. You don't want to go through the break at 0-8 and your fans haven't seen you win a game yet.
No, that gives you 2 weeks when you can't fight back.
Right.
So, no, it'd be nice to win a game. It really would. And for the fans, too. Look, I'll say this. They've been loyal on game day in that building at Ford Field. They really are. That's, in some regards, and I've said this before, the Detroit Lions players are some of the luckiest athletes in the world because those fans, they stick by them. They really do.
We stick by Mike O'Hara no matter what opinion he delivers at DetroitLions.com. He's one of the good guys. Michael, get some downtime. We'll talk soon.
All right, Huge. Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, back at you. Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist, insider.